This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
Hey, Brandon, I wanted to give you a heads up. Lisa was really angry at me yesterday.
For what this time? Was it because you left your teeth out?
No. She didn't like that.
Because that was gross. Yeah.
So she comes in yesterday while I'm working after the show, and she's like, am I going crazy? Where's my... And then she looks at me, I'm eating my salad, and she goes, are you bleeping kidding me? It turns out I got the salad out of the fridge.
Okay. We have a mini fridge in your studio.
No, it wasn't in the mini fridge.
It was in the main fridge.
Yeah, it was in the main fridge.
Okay.
I thought it was my salad because it's one of those ones like from the grocery, like a prepackaged salad, and it's still in the plastic bag from the grocery store, and that's how I bring them in. So I looked in there. I went in to see if there was anything, and I said, oh, I must have left a salad here last week and never got around to eating it, so I just get it out and eat it. Like she had brought it in, and she specifically planned because she had a meeting she had to go to at one, and she, you know, that was going to be her lunch anyway. she's livid that I ate her. But in my defense, 100%, I thought that was a salad that I had brought last week and left in the fridge. So I'm just telling you this because when she eventually gets in here, it would not, I predict it wouldn't take much to push her over the edge on this whole stolen salad thing.
So what are you saying? Are you going to try to push her over the edge?
No, oh, okay. I was putting the balls in your court if you want to bring it up. You can do it.
Well, we could talk about how she would be involved in this conversation if she was in the studio right now.
Well, she's getting the news ready. She's busy getting the news ready.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, you know, because I've said before, it's like, that's a real annoying thing when you put something in the fridge and somebody takes it out of it. So, mm-hmm. But I swear, when I was eating, I thought it was my salad. So she wanted me to give her
$10. $10? Yeah. Those salads don't cost $10.
Not even close, but she said that was for an inconvenience fee. Because now she wasn't going to have any lunch or whatever. So I didn't have $10, but I gave her $8.
Oh, jeez.
The salad's like, I don't know, 5 or 6 or whatever.
Yeah, I think they're like 4 to 5.
So I don't know if you want to poke the bear or not, but there it is.
Hey.
She was, she made a big enough scene of it that up and down the hall, like in Scott's office, and Emily was in there, and Monica and everybody could hear what was going on. And they were, you know, asking me, why did you steal it? I swear to God, guys, I thought it was my salad.
Well, now you know why I keep all my stuff in my bag.
Okay, here she comes.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
And now it's time for
5
random
facts.
You know, one thing I'm trying to do is to have an audio component for at least one of the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yesterday we had the fact about the final words of Sexual Healing by Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if I'll be able to keep that up.
Don't procrastinate. It's not good to masturbate.
That's right. Those were the final words. I got an audio fact as our last one. Let's begin with random fact number one. Random fact number one, if you took all the cardboard that Amazon uses for shipping boxes in a year, it would cover the entire United States 2.5 times.
Oh, wow.
That sounds crazy.
That sounds like one pretty sweet fort, I'll tell you that.
It sounds wasteful.
Hopefully some of it's getting recycled, right?
No.
You don't think that stuff gets recycled?
Like, I know a lot of people who don't recycle, and it's super frustrating.
You don't
recycle your
that,
pizza boxes.
That
I just found out you're not supposed to recycle your pizza boxes.
Yeah, there's food
don't
on it.
Don't recycle pizza boxes.
No,
because sometimes they put down that little white, like, wavy paper, and that's what the pizza's on.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you take that out, then you got the pizza box, but it still has like some grease that bled through.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The grease is what messes up the machines.
Random fact number two. There's a town in Michigan called Zilwaukee. The founders chose the name Zilwaukee in 1848 to try and confuse people who were planning to move to Milwaukee so they'd move there instead. And
I guess it's kind of like when they named, what was it, Greenland and Iceland?
They named Greenland, although there's no natural greenery at all.
Mm-hmm. It was a ruse.
See, I got tricked into something like this when I first trip to Nevada when I went to Las Vegas. It was, a wasted weekend. Random fact number three. The oldest evidence of humans in North America, scientists now say, is from 130,000 years ago in the San Diego area.
Oh.
So even cavemen liked it to be 68 degrees, close to the beach.
Surfer dudes.
Good tacos.
Really bad baseball team. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Random fact number four. Will Smith's part in Men in Black was originally offered to actor David Schwimmer from Friends, but he turned it down.
Thank God.
You don't think he would have brought
the same? No, that just would not have been the same panache with him.
What happened to David Schwimmer?
he was just in the O.J. Simpson thing.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He played Robert Kardashian, who...
technically he doesn't have to work because he gets all that royalties.
Yeah,
all
the from the syndication.
Mm-hmm. None of them have to work.
It was weird because I watched the O.J. trial and Robert Kardashian was a foot shorter than O.J. Simpson. And on the TV version, he was like they're 6 inches taller than O.J. Simpson.
Oh, Cuba.
You think they would have had Cuba Gooding Jr. stand on a phone?
Stilts, yep. Man.
Put him on a phone book or something. And random fact number five, our final random fact of the day. Have you ever heard of the term snowflake?
Yeah.
You hear a lot of Trump supporters throwing that around. It's an insult, meaning, oh, you think you're so special or whatever. You might have seen Trump supporters calling Democrats and liberals snowflakes online for the past year or so. Well, here's the interesting fact. The first time snowflake was used in its current, to have its current meaning.
Vernacular?
To describe someone sensitive, fragile, or needing to be coddled was in the movie Fight Club.
What?
His name was Robert Paulson. His name was Robert Paulson.
There's a conservative talking head named Tommy Lahren, is her, and it's a girl, and she claimed to have coined the term snowflake.
Calm down, you crazy.
But Tommy Lahren would have only been 3 years old when Fight Club came out. And here's the proof, by the way. And yes, it was Tyler Durden who says it.
Enough, maggots. You are not special. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake.
Ah.
You are the same decaying organic matter as everything else.
Tyler built himself an army.
We are the all-singing, all-dancing crap of the world. We are all part of the same compost heap.
All right.
Oh, now I want to watch Fight Club.
So
I've seen it.
It's a little hard to believe that Tommy Lahren invented the term snowflake when it goes all the way back to Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. You are not a beautiful or unique snowflake.
All right. And those are our five random facts.
This has been
today.
Today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
random facts.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Hey, aren't we about to be allowed back onto YouTube?
Not yet.
No,
middle of October.
Oh, October. I thought it was September.
Nope.
Oh, we got another month?
Yep.
Well, we had been live streaming the show on Facebook, and that seemed to be working good. And then they came and told us, hey, we're going to get you better cameras. So they came in, they installed cameras that don't work.
Yeah.
And also the old camera that was working fine no longer works. Does anybody know what the update on that is?
No, I was
going to
ask.
Do you know what's going on?
No, we were going to, yeah.
In regards to the new cameras,
like our computer's not powerful enough to support the new cameras?
Yeah.
Well, why don't they
need to get a whole new computer?
Okay, so.
So then we can actually get footage of your salad, Buzz.
My salad?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about what happened yesterday?
I heard Lisa was a little upset with you yesterday.
Who the... I almost dropped an F-bomb right now. Like, who goes into the fridge, though, and just eats someone's salad? And he's like, I thought it was mine.
I honestly thought it was mine.
No, why would another salad dressing be on top of it then? You purposely took my salad dressing off of the salad... And put it on the side and like shoved it in the corner of the fridge, thinking that we wouldn't see it.
No.
On top of that,
these are false allegations.
Emily even said, she's like, I knew Buzz was doing something shady. And I was like, why? And she's like, because he looked in the into Scott's office, like trying to make sure that we weren't watching him.
No,
and then he scurried
off. Always
go
look into Scott's office just to see what's going on, or else I got a question for
I'm going to put Visine in all my food now from now on, and you're just going to have to guess which one's been laced.
First of all, I've complained before. It's super annoying when somebody takes your food out of the refrigerator.
See, but that's not the fact that I put this on Facebook and multiple former employees started writing saying, oh, looks like Buzz hasn't changed over the years. Like, that should say
that
something about you and your behavior.
Boom! Big reveal!
All right, so there's a salad. I buy these pre-made salads at the same store and I bring them in the plastic bag you get when you check out. So I go in the other day, yesterday, and I see it and I go, oh, that must have been a salad I brought last week and I never got around to eating it.
So why then would another dressing be on top of it?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
There was a little red container on top of it of salad dressing. It was
not
on
when I got it.
No, it was because I put it in there literally 10 minutes before you went in there.
So Lisa comes back here in the studio and she's like, am I losing my mind? What the? And then she just like goes into the string of profanities when she sees I'm eating what turns out to be her salad.
It was really nice to rob him though, because I was like, what's in your pocket? How much money
is on
you?
She demanded $10. Those salads are like six at the most.
Sounds kind of like that cop that arrested that hot dog vendor and took his wallet.
There was an upcharge.
Okay, I'm telling Sanchez, listen to me.
There was an upcharge.
Listen to me. That was a completely honest mistake. I thought it was one of my salads that I brought before.
I could possibly believe you if this is the first time it's happened. No, it isn't. No, it isn't.
Well, let me see your Facebook. What are people saying?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my goodness. And now you guys wonder why I have such a big lunch bag and I keep it around me at all times and I don't put things in the fridge.
You shouldn't, because honestly...
I don't take people's stuff. Why do you not show up on my... Look how many Lisa Sanchez's there are.
I know.
That was kind of cute. So...
I'm just going to find some random Lisa Sanchez online.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You have a different name on yours, right?
Yeah. Her Facebook page, The Big Sanch.
You're not my friend on Facebook.
God dang it.
I'm not friends with him either.
You're not friends with me?
No, you reached your limit.
This isn't your main... What's your main...
That is my main Facebook page. Well,
you didn't post anything about me taking your salad. That's
my
all.
Page is private.
What?
Oh, so you have to be your friend.
Yeah, you have to be
all right.
My friend.
All right, go and accept my friend request.
No.
Why?
I don't think
you can have more friends, Buzzley.
Okay.
I think you're maxed out.
I can tell you this.
With your fake friends.
I have never knowingly taken somebody else's food... out of the refrigerator. And
no,
I wasn't
no,
trying
you
to.
Totally have.
No,
you
I haven't.
Totally have. So it doesn't matter, because just all you have to know from now on is my food will be laced from now on and you won't know exactly who or what. Oh, look, you have a message. That's so crazy.
Well, and the funny thing is, too, what Lisa's been posting on Facebook is she's got to deal with her roommate stealing her food, too.
Oh, my God. I was dying. I got home, and everyone's like, again, Peter? And he's like, dude, it wasn't me. I swear.
Hey, yeah, so friend, Lisa, please feel free to like my fan page. I'm not going to like your fan page. You need to accept my friend request.
No.
You only got 65 friends.
No, that's mutual.
No.
Good Lord. No, here's what she posted yesterday. She said, two easiest ways to be dead to me. One, be mean to my dog. Two, eat my food.
It was an accident, and I paid you back.
Yeah, after, like, literally, I felt like I shook him upside down, like I was just being mean to him. I was like,
everybody thought it was very funny after you left.
Oh, it was hysterical. No, it was hilarious. I was cracking up laughing. Emily's like, you just robbed Buzz. I was like, yeah, it was a great moment in my life. I'm not going to lie.
Well, I messed up. I honestly thought it was my salad. Because I bring salads exactly like that, the same brand from the same grocery store.
I'll tell you what
all
I'm
the time.
Do.
You know I do.
I'm gonna buy you each your own colored Sharpie, and you can write your name on your salad so there's no more confusion.
No, I'm just gonna start stealing his food. I'm like, plain and simple.
God forbid we take the high road.
No, who does that in this building? Hey, no, because the whole thing was because this weekend, like, I was gimpy because my foot is really injured. I couldn't walk anywhere. I couldn't go anywhere. I couldn't lift anything. So I stayed home all weekend. So what I do is I'm like a squirrel and I just put things away in the freezer for like times that I need like food. So I usually have like a huge pound bag of strawberries, a bunch of like frozen meats and stuff, ice cream, like random stuff in the freezer. So I'm injured. I can't go anywhere. So I was like, oh, great. I'll start like eating the random squirrel food that I have. So I go in there. There's nothing left in my fridge.
All I took was a salad.
No. This is at my house.
Oh.
So then I'm texting my roommate and I'm like, Peter, where are my strawberries? Peter, where's my trail mix? Peter, where's the chicken? Peter, where's the tuna? He ate everything in that darn house.
He's a big boy.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, you didn't restock anything? You didn't replenish the... And he's like, well, I mean, I've been eating it for a while, so I thought you, like, knew. I'm like, no, dude. And I don't have money to go out and shell out another $200 worth of, like, food in my freezer. Like, he ate all the turkey burgers, all the salmon burgers, all the turkey sausage, all of my Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Sounds like the worst meals ever.
Well, it's all, like, healthy stuff.
Gross.
Yeah, it's all healthy food.
Wait, he took all your Ben and Jerry's?
He came home drunk one night and ate my ice cream. And I was like, bro, really?
So it's not all that healthy.
Yeah, well, ice cream, that's like a staple of life. But yeah, so I'm just like, and then so I came to work and then you took my food. Everyone's like, dude, Lisa's just on one. I was like, you know what?
All right, but I want to hear you at least acknowledge that you believe that I didn't do it intentionally. I actually did think it was my salad.
No, you still owe me a coffee too, remember?
Would I owe you coffee?
Because you were $2 short of $10.
That salad, I buy that salad all the time. It doesn't cost $10.
Potato.
What?
What? I don't think you're using that correctly.
Yeah, I don't think you're using.
I don't know. I was just trying to get him to stop talking so we could take a break.
Where's that song from Duke?
Yeah, I know.
What in the world does Lisa think she's talking about?
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
No, I don't dye my hair.
My hair. Listen to me. I legit just texted Brandon right now.
My hair. Listen. My hair. My hair always gets lighter in the summertime.
Doesn't his hair
outside.
Look like he's blonde, Brandon?
No. It doesn't look
blonde. More copper, like red.
Yeah, it looks coppery red.
Yeah, that happens in the summertime when I go outside. I'm in the sun a lot.
You know what that also happens?
It also happens when you go to the barber and say, could you please dye my hair?
Well,
that's a really good point.
But in this case, that did not happen because I didn't do that.
It also happens when you put hydrogen peroxide on your hair.
Hydrogen peroxide on my hair either.
Yeah, that happens when you, just add a little.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Could you take a little off the top?
No.
Oh, could you also turn me into a ginger, please?
Listen. Every summer for my entire life, in the summertime, my hair gets a lighter
color.
We've
been with you the whole summer, and your hair has not looked that way till now.
I think I went out without a hat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing a lot of golf.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because of my accident, I hadn't played golf for like a month, 2 months. So
you haven't?
Who'd you go play with?
Brad and JT.
His barber. Dude, I'm telling you, man.
Just admit
when
it.
When I went in there.
How do you even think you know how hair works? You don't have it.
Oh, my God. Stop your lying.
That's funny.
That's your defense?
No, I'm just saying my hair always gets lighter in the summertime. It's no big mystery.
It looks cut today, too. No,
well, I did. I got a haircut yesterday. Okay. I did get a haircut yesterday.
Yeah, okay. First of all, so if you cut your hair, then why would it get lighter when you cut it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah, because what was actually hitting the rays would be the stuff that was on the end that got cut off.
Guys, I don't know. I don't put this much thought into it.
This sounds like an experiment waiting to happen.
This sounds like Buzz is flat out lying.
Yeah, this is like the time that he tried to pretend he didn't use a sunless tanner, and I told him to open his fingers up, and you could see the line.
That's not true.
That was totally true.
She's making stuff up again.
I can text Mark Mathis right now, and he will tell me that.
Mark wears makeup.
Yeah, but Mark,
concealer's not makeup, okay?
Yeah, Mark also wore sunless tanner, and he would tell me that you would use the L'Oreal. Like, we knew the brand and everything.
He's a damn liar.
Look, no, he's not.
I don't think we should hate on you for trying to look good. You know?
There was no hate. I just asked him this
morning. Hey, there's
morning
effort put
because
into
when
it.
I went in there, I noticed, like, holy crap. Like,
it's a little lighter.
Yeah, yeah, it's
now looks like
lighter.
He doesn't have a soul.
And, guys, I can show you pictures in, like, my mom's photo albums of me as a kid in the summertime. My hair would get really light because I was out playing in the sun all the time.
Do the curtains match the drapes?
That hair would have to be around the sun, and I don't think anybody wants that.
Are you a redhead everywhere?
I'll let you check. But while you're down
Nico's
there.
But more than a few times over the past few weeks.
That is true.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
Hey, Tim. Tim Comerford is here. And there's an article. There's an album, rather, Prophets of Rage album coming out. So tell us, Tim, a little bit about it.
It's three of us from Rage Against the Machine, me and Tom and Brad, and Chuck D from Public Enemy, and Be Real from Cypress Hill, and DJ Lord also from Public Enemy. And we have sort of figured we've been playing for the last year and for over 2 million people, and we've been playing from our catalogs and doing, you know, songs from our catalogs or mashing up songs or creating, like we say, rageifying music and playing it. But now we have a brand new album that comes out on Friday, and it's 12 new songs, and it's a little Rage, it's a little Public Enemy, it's a little Cypress, it's a little Audio Slave. It's really like reflective of all the things that we've done, and it's exciting. I'm really fired up about it.
It was about a year ago that Prophets of Rage went out on tour a year ago in the summer or so.
Just as the presidential election was happening, and some of the candidates were, quote, raging against the machine, and that ended up being like the inspiration for us to go out and form this band and you know, bring it back and try to like rewrite the wrong.
It's such an eclectic group of people that got together for this. And obviously the political atmosphere at the time was something really that you guys were focusing in on. So what made all of you get together in the first place? Like, who was the first one who thought of the idea, like, hey, let's get together? Or was it a jam session, or how did it come about in the first place?
Well, I mean, I like to take it back to when we first started Rage Against the Machine. Like, there really would be no Rage Against the Machine, and that's a fact, if it weren't for Public Enemy and Cypress Hill. Those bands were the most direct influence on us from a hip-hop standpoint. And then we toured with both Public Enemy and Cypress Hill very early on in our career. With Public Enemy, nobody even knew who we were when we played with them. And so we've been around Be Real and Chuck, and we've been, influenced by them since before we were a band, and then we've played with them many times before, like on different festival shows, and they'd have them come up on stage and play with us and that sort of thing. So we've been around those guys for a while, and then, like I said, when people started saying Trump was raging against the machine, that's when Tom Morello, like, got pissed about it and called me and Brad and said, hey, are you guys willing to, like, you know, go out there and do something? And we said, yeah. And then we hooked up with Chuck and Be Real, and those guys are, like, you know, family. So it felt very good and it happened really quick.
For the songwriting, was it a like completely collaborative effort, or who did most of the lyrics, most of the music?
Oh, it's 100%. I mean, every band I've ever been in, it's every man for himself. You know, you just you're the singer, you write the words. You're the bass player, you play the bass. You're the guitar player, you do the guitar. And the songs come from what somebody might come in with a vocal hook or a riff on the guitar or bass or drum beat or something like that. And there's always that first thing that is, wow, that's cool. And then you just sort of let the song write itself, you know. And there's never been a, okay, this song's going to be about how much of a racist Trump is, or this song's going to be about how ugly Trump is, or how orange he is, or, you know, it's just, let's get in a room and see what happens.
Wait, are all the songs about Trump?
No, I was about to talk
about that. No, they're not. And I shouldn't have gone there. I should have said how weird Hillary, this song's not going to be how about how weird Hillary's smile is.
You know,
how creepy it was, you know. And
she looks like a super joker. Creepy.
Yeah.
You know, the entire band is really passionate, and you're right. Every song is about something different. I really liked Living on the 110 because you're talking about the inequality that you get living in Los Angeles. So every song does have a different subject. Could you give us a few other songs on the album, maybe what they deal with or what their subject matter is?
I mean, that's the thing is again, there was never any, okay, this song's going to be about homelessness, or this song's going to be about Vice President Pence. Or this song's going to be about, you know, Trump, or this song, you know, it's like there's all different topics. And just like most singers, like if you go to Chuck and Be Real and go, hey, what's this song about? It's they're going to look at you and say, well, what do you think it's about? You know, and it's very ambiguous.
You know, I remember talking to Tom Morello last year at about this time. Yeah. You know, Donald Trump had not yet been elected president. And
it was right before they performed here.
We both saw it as a really horrific. Well, the horrificness was that we're at the point where he could possibly be. But I got the feeling neither one of us really thought that it would happen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should have had Michael Moore in there with you because he was all over it.
Months before.
And he came out to our show, too, like in Detroit. And he was telling us, hey, look, man. He's probably going to win. And we were like, really? And he's like, he's probably going to win. You know, and he was right. And
well, it was a real sock in the gut, you know, that this guy who he's transparent to me. I can see right through him. And I think most people probably can. But, you know, and then it's like, oh, can you believe Trump was totally sticking up for these whites? Yeah, of course I can. Who would be surprised that Donald Trump is out sticking up for the KKK? Anyway, Tim Comerford, our guest from Prophets of Rage and Rage Against the Machine, kind of ended up on Breitbart. Well, all over the news because I guess TMZ stuck a camera in your face and you said that people who still support Donald Trump at this point are all racist.
Yeah.
Is that a pretty fair representation of what you said?
That sort of is.
Yeah.
You know? What's up?
You know, I can stand by that. I've thought it through. And, yeah, I'm sure there's some people of ethnicity that voted for Trump that are probably not racist, but they're stupid. And they're stupid, or they're guided by their financial situation. Mm-hmm. And like, I really believe that. Like, there's three types of people that voted for Trump. There's people that are racist, there's stupid people, and there's people that want to pay less taxes. That's it. Mm-hmm. You know, and at the end of the day, I can get behind it. And I kind of screwed up on it too. It's like, you know, I was like, the Dreamers, they were born in America, but they really weren't, you know. But there's so many of them that were babies that are here that don't know how to speak any other language.
Right.
Yeah.
That they've never been to another country.
It would be like picking
people that came over in New York, like my ancestors. They came over, you know, to New York, and, you know, they were welcomed in to this beautiful country, and they started. Those people were dreamers, you know? They were dreamers. And can you imagine if it were like that then, where it's like, hey, man, you guys might have to go back.
Yeah.
Hey, I read an interesting thing recently, Tim, and it said that And I think the number was over 2 million people who had supported Bernie Sanders ended up voting for Trump. And that about 4 million people who voted for Bernie Sanders ended up either not voting or voting for Jill Stein or something like that.
Yeah.
That's enough that if those people had just voted for Hillary, this would be a totally different reality. Do you think some people on the left who had supported Bernie Sanders, if they could go back and do it and have a do-over on it, might have said...
I'm not feeling like we would necessarily be in a better situation if Hillary was president. I'm telling you, that smile... was freaking me out.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her as just a continuation of a corrupt, evil system.
Yeah, but it would still be the status quo. And the status quo, I got to say, Timmy, is probably a safer place to be than where we are with this goof.
I don't know about that. Really? I'm not sure about that. I really feel
you can say at least after this protest, Hillary wouldn't come out on the side of the white supremacist, at least, right?
Yeah, I can definitely say that probably wouldn't have happened. But I definitely feel like there's, you know, that Trump, I look at Trump and the situation that we're in right now as, like, he came in there with no political experience at all, and he won the presidency. And right there, I'm sure there's people in the world that went, awesome, I'm going to run for president, and maybe I'll win, and maybe there's, you know, and then you see the things on the news where it's like CNN and Fox News and all these political news channels, their ratings are through the roof, and it's all because of Trump. So people are becoming more politicized because of Trump, and hopefully there will be, I'm not a governor, I'm not a congressman, but I'm going to run for president, and I think
I got to tell you, though, a lot of the people I feel that are emboldened right now are emboldened specifically because they're like, I agree with Trump, so I feel like I'm going to run.
And anybody can do anything. Kid Rock, look at him.
I think we're getting a signal.
I would vote for The Rock. You know, like they say, The Rock's going to run. Everyone loves The Rock.
Yeah.
They bring The Rock, man.
What about you, man? You going to run?
I'm not running, no. But Tom, I have a list.
How about Tom Morello? Tom Morello went to a good school. Yeah, how about Morello?
But, you know, the problem is Tom Morello probably can't win because of his association with me.
You know what? I would have thought that a year ago. Timmy, I would have thought that a year ago. Now it's like all bets are off. I think anybody can win at this point. Right on. All right. Thank you, Tim. Right. And look for that new Prophets of Rage.
Okay. Yes, comes out Friday.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Lisa, I know you want to... get back to the story about Ted Cruz at his Twitter account yesterday.
Yeah, amazing.
What happened with that Tim Comerford? I didn't know that was confirmed.
Neither did I. They didn't.
I mean, great that we have big rock stars calling in to be on the show and stuff.
Hey, what's
but
up,
I was a little
I didn't know Tim Comerford was an audio slave.
Literally sat here like there are people who would die to talk to that man.
And then you got Nico who's looking him up on Wikipedia. He has no idea.
Has no idea who he is and how influential he is to rock music.
Yeah, his Wikipedia says a lot about him.
Well, wasn't Tim the one who also climbed the stage at like an MTV award show when Limp Bizkit won back in 1998?
That's great. He's my hero.
So I asked intern Emily to come down.
Woo!
Emily, did you?
Yeah, I was like, why am I here?
Did you tell Lisa that I was acting shady about her salad?
We were talking in Scott's office for some reason, and I saw you walk by, and you just turned in and looked at us, and so I was like, oh, okay.
Now, did I have the salad in my hand at that time?
No, I did not see. I only saw your face, so I did not see anything in your hand, but like you looked at Lisa, and like you walked by, and so when
what did you do to Lisa's salad?
Yeah, that whole issue happened. She's like, somebody stole my salad. And she's like, I'm going to go yell at Buzz. And I was like, well, he did look in the office like, what are you guys doing? And then walked away.
Okay, so I bring salad sometimes and don't get around to eating it. So I went in there and looked in the fridge. And it's the same salad, like a pre-made salad that you get from the grocery store. Mm-hmm. And it was from Albertsons. So it was in the same plastic shopping bag. That's exactly
no,
how I bring
wasn't.
It in.
It wasn't in a bag.
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't. How she sounded when she went to go take it home, and you just hear, he ate my salad.
Oh, no, it wasn't. What a scene this place turned into.
No, it wasn't in a plastic
like the
bag.
Real Housewives of West Texas.
No, it wasn't in a plastic bag because, Emily, did I not walk into Scott's office holding my grocery
she
bag?
She did have her
yeah,
bag.
Yeah, so
her.
It wasn't in a plastic bag. Because I had my grocery bag in Scott's office. It was in the fridge.
Wait, are you saying it was in a grocery bag?
No, you just said right now
it was in a plastic bag.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
It was like in a grocery plastic bag.
No, it wasn't. But, okay,
Lisa, to be fair, you know that when people put chemicals on their hair that it may trigger some memories that they don't remember.
I didn't put any chemicals on my hair.
Yeah, but look at his hair.
It's light again.
It's how it gets in the summertime.
Yeah.
Keep telling yourself So Nico, it has like this little container right here.
Little Pico?
It had salad dressing in it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't even remember seeing that, but if I saw it.
No, and it had it on top of the salad. This little doucher takes the salad dressing off of it, puts it in the corner of the fridge, and then sneaks by like the little pink panther he is.
There was no sneaking going on because,
he knew he was caught because when I walked in here, he had the fork in his hand, and he looks at me like, oh, F. Like, and I looked at him like,
this is how Lisa gets when you steal her salad. I can only imagine like an iPod or a laptop.
Ask my roommate.
I'm never stealing anything from you ever again.
Ask my roommate. I lost my mind on him this weekend because he ate all of my food. Like he went in his room and he puts it on Facebook. He's like, I'm going to stay
in
here.
It's on Facebook.
Because you're scared. I'm scared of you.
Can I have 20 seconds uninterrupted?
No. Yes.
No. You stole me coffee. I robbed Buzz though. And it was really like, so.
She's like, give me $10. Why? I know how much those salads cost. They cost $5 or $6.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's like, give me $10 because of an inconvenience fee.
Mm-hmm.
Inconvenience fee.
Oh, the
Pink Panther. Nice. Very nice, Brandon.
Me. I was like, what is that?
I wasn't sneaking.
You checked your phone?
I did. I turned it off. I do have Rick and Morty on here. But you did look sneaky, Buzz. I do have to
I wasn't
that.
Sneaking because I thought it was my salad up until the point that she came in here and I realized that what she was looking for, and she looks at me, and I'm like, oh, crap. It wasn't my salad after all.
But did you put it back after?
Well, I'm pretty sure at that point you already mobbed through the whole thing.
Yeah, I was eating it. The sad part, though, is it was one of these with, like, chopped up bacon and chopped up ham and a hard-boiled egg.
It was a nice
egg. I ate all that stuff off and left most of the lettuce.
He came in, and I was like, just put it back. Lisa will be like, oh, it's back here, and then I'll eat it.
Was your salad in the fridge?
No, he had no salad in the fridge.
but I frequently do.
He thought it was his.
I honestly thought it was mine.
You know what? At the end of the day, it's fine because all I'm going to do is I'm going to start squirreling his food away. And so at the end, he'll be
so
like,
funny.
Oh, you know not to put things in that fridge.
I literally put it in there for 30 minutes. I was talking to you and Rebecca and Scott, and then I went to leave, and I was like, oh, I should get my salad out of the fridge.
I still have a missing California.
All right, so the case of the missing salad was solved. I'm just glad I'm not the most absent-minded person in the office.
Boom!
Anymore.
Big reveal!
But I can't stress this enough. When I got the salad, I honestly thought, it's a salad that I had brought last week, and I never got around to eating it.
So it was great, though, because I'm yelling at him. I'm all, where's your wallet? Give me what's in your wallet. And he, like, opens his wallet, pulls out $3. I'm all, not enough. No. Where's the rest of your money?
What's funny is if he opens his wallet, and he's like, here's a 15-year-old condom.
Never been used. So he then goes in his back pocket.
Of course, never been used.
Yeah, why would he keep a used condom?
No, I meant,
for memory.
I mean, it's been there for 15 years.
Well, so I like to keep pictures of my kids in my wallet.
Wait, was that a sperm joke?
Yeah.
Why, you gotta beep it if it was?
No.
Sploosh.
Sploosh.
No, and so I'm like, that's not enough. Where's your money? So he goes in his back pocket, pulls out a $5, and I take it from him. I'm like, you owe me
$2. If anything, I think we should all be more concerned about this. Like, Buzz took out a salad he thought was his and didn't bring one at all.
Dementia.
That might be dementia. Some form of early stage
Alzheimer's.
No, but I
Alzheimer's.
Do. I frequently do that.
Hair
and
dye.
Then
hair dye. Yeah.
Oh, the hair dye.
It's burned into his scalp, into his brain.
For the final time, I did not put any. I don't have any hair. I don't have any hair dye on my hair.
But you do, though. It's like the time you wore the
People put
painter.
Dye on their hair. No,
Emily laughs because she knows it's true.
Men put dye on their hair when it's starting to get gray. My hair isn't getting gray.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to go ginger if he's going gray.
No, you do look like ginger.
So metro that he's like, I'm going to add some highlights. I'm going to add some copper in my hair.
Heath Ledger pumpkin spice hair. His hair looked less doctored than yours does this morning.
It does look pumpkin spicy, though.
All right, listen. Yeah,
do you just turn it for the PSL, pumpkin spice latte?
No.
You want to match it?
Are you going to buy Lisa one?
He owes me one.
I have been riding my bike a lot. Without a hat.
That's not how it works.
And it gets a lot of sun. Mm-hmm. I go out and golf. I'm out there four to five hours.
Maybe the last time you hit your face. Well, no, maybe like you just don't remember all the food that you bring to the studio.
Yeah,
so
maybe that's what it is.
I'm more concerned that you thought you had a salad in the fridge.
Well, what he thinks is he brought it last week.
Even then, why would you eat a week old salad?
I got a salad in my refrigerator at home.
He eats stuff out of the trash can.
That is true.
Well, yeah. I mean, it depends on how good it is, but like
he eats pork chops out of cup holders, so that's really not.
Yeah, you're asking not, the wrong question.
I'm not hearing any negatives so far. I just hear positive.
I'm telling you, I could have sworn that was my salad. Mm. It was in the same kind of bag.
Ghost salad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen, I've already paid you more than the salad was worth.
Mm-hmm. Especially in humiliation and dignity.
Do you forgive him, Lisa?
He's giving you a pound of flesh.
What are you doing? Do you forgive him?
No, but it's fine.
And I don't appreciate you saying I was acting shady.
You looked sneaky.
Yeah.
All I said was he walked by and he looked in and he walked away.
So now you're shady. Now you're just telling people like he looks shady all the time?
Yeah, I'm going to tell him that.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We need to find out what either Ted Cruz or someone else with access to Ted Cruz's Twitter account was liking porn sites with his Twitter account.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Lisa, tell us what happened and why Ted Cruz's Twitter account is viral today.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, we don't know if it's him. He still hasn't spoken out just yet. I can't wait to hear what he has to say, though. While most of the people are watching Monday Night Football, apparently Ted Cruz was looking up some extracurricular activities online.
Or somebody who was in control of his Twitter account.
Which I could see happening if you're switching in between different, because that's happened before, like where I'll be on like the our Buzz Adams Facebook page or Instagram. I'll be on an Instagram and I'll go to like a photo and then be like, oh, that's not mine. I need to go back to my page. So it's possible it could have happened.
I'm very aware to stay away from the like button on Pornhub. Okay. That's all I know.
This is actually sexual posts. Twitter thinks. Someone liked a post from the Twitter page and one Twitter user was quick to see the like and it went viral really, really fast. It looks like Mr. Cruz, if it was him, is into some voyeuristic porn.
Isn't all porn voyeuristic?
No, it's
like the plot was somebody's looking in on, mm-hmm. on a couple having sex. I got you.
Yeah, and people were quick
not
to just
first person.
Yeah, not POV, bro.
Yeah.
POV.
So people were just trolling.
Have you ever
so
seen
online.
A category of porn videos called encouragement? And it's basically a sexy girl, either partially clothed or unclothed. Like
a bikini
giving
barista.
Instructions on how to achieve something. Uh-huh.
Like you can do it?
She's helping you out.
If that's not the most snowflake porn I've ever heard of.
What do you mean?
You can do it. You're doing a great job.
No, I mean, she talks sexy and I don't know. It's like, sometimes she's fooling around with herself or whatever.
Is this the ones where it's categorized J-O-I?
J-O-I.
Oh, yeah, J-O-I. Yeah, that's right. Encouragement and J-O-I. There's a lot of overlap on that particular Venn diagram.
Instructions.
Oh! Yeah. I didn't know what the O stood for.
Did you, Brandon,
that was
did
one
you
word.
See the light bulb click in Lisa's head right now?
I didn't see it, but you can certainly hear it.
Yeah. I didn't know what the O was for. Now it makes sense.
When that light bulb clicks, it's one of those old buzzy ones.
Jeez. So people on Twitter were quick to just go say different things like, nobody who works for Ted or works for or knows Ted Cruz cares enough to take down the porno tweet, like, or even a
it stayed up
of
there. It stayed up there for hours.
It was up there. So it happened about a little after 10 o'clock, it seems like, Central Time. And at like 11 or 11:30, I think it finally went down. So it was up there for a little bit of time.
And his former college roommate, Ted Cruz's roommate.
It was up there longer than whoever liked the post.
It's like... It's funny because people are like, it's genuinely heartwarming to me that literally the entire internet can pause to laugh together at Ted Cruz.
Is that what the roommate said?
No, this is someone called John Hendren. Another person, Pornhub Aria, she put a tweet to him at Ted Cruz. Do you need a premium membership? Because I know a guy. Then Craig Mazin is his old former college roommate. And he's also known, he has a documentary, I think, or a show on HBO. And he put, Ted Cruz thinks people don't have a right to, quote, stimulate their genitals. I was his college roommate. This would be a new belief for him.
Also, well, then he goes on.
Yeah, he continues on. Now imagine Ted Cruz is doing this 4 feet below you in the bottom bunk bed. Yes. Yes. My misery very much appreciates your company. Then a woman named Ashley Feinberg, she tweeted at Ted Cruz. At Ted Cruz, my young daughters and sons follow you for good, wholesome content. Can you please explain this like? Well, Craig went on to tell her, Ashley, your hero was clearly trying to teach your children the importance of not misspelling the word sexual. He also continued on and said, yes, I guess Ted and I, because somebody wrote and said, wow, this has to be a high moment in your life, Craig Mazin. He wrote back, yes, Ted and I peaked on the same night.
Whatever my equivalent of sploosh is.
Yeah.
I guess it's just sploosh.
Some other guy wrote and said, why don't you run for Texas Senator Craig? And he said, no, elect Beto O'Rourke to be the next senator from Texas. Give Ted Cruz the extra personal time that he so desperately needs.
Somebody had said, and I agree with this, this is the most human and relatable thing that Ted Cruz has ever done. But real quick, the United Nations Security Council voted unanimously for the sanctions against North Korea after, you know, they started shooting missiles off over Japan and other weapons tests earlier this month. And it's the resolution was drafted by the U.S. and it takes aim at imports, cutting off refined petroleum products, cutting it back to 2 billion or 2 million barrels a year, and banning certain exports from North Korea. And boy, that Kim Jong-un, he doesn't mind talking some trash, does he?
No, he doesn't.
He gets right on there and says it in like the worst possible language he can. Listen to this.
And now, a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Hello, American stupid people. It's Kim Jong-un. You scared? You should be. I don't like your country. You want no sanction against me? Here my sanction for you. Damn, that was your stupid president. Flop top head. That funny, you laugh? Where he buy his hair, clown store. He look like a clown. That funny. You know what you call a clown in North Korea? Dead. Clown scare Kim Jong-un. I don't like them. Like that no Stephen King movie in your country. Eat.
Yeah.
Pick SH. Put in front. That's what scare out of me. Sky talk make me hungry. Little Debbie snack cake. Feel better now. Let's go. Rid country of any clown.
That was a minute with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.